Amen. Amen. This morning, Apostle had Texas on the Slack. Y'all could be seated. The Slack app. And some of you all probably seen the text, but I want y'all to, everybody to write this down. Some of y'all might say, well, I seen it, but some probably haven't. You all online also. He said that they are out there. Look for them. The Holy Ghost will help you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Make that statement again. They are out there. Look for them. The Holy Ghost will help you. Who going to help you?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost going to help you. All right. Soul winning is the greatest pleasure of the Father. What is the greatest pleasure of the Father?
Soul winning.
Soul winning is the greatest pleasure of the Father. All right. Tonight, I'm going to be teaching on, I've been instructed by Apostle, okay, how to witness with confidence. How to witness with confidence. And as I teach this lesson tonight, all the time when I witness, I always got to yield to the Holy Spirit, knowing that I need confidence too. Okay? All right? How to witness with confidence. Let me give you the definition of confidence. All right? Confidence. Faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. All right, let me give it to you again. Confidence is faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. Okay? Now, we know in 1 John 5 and 14 say, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire him. All right. Now, notice he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. All right. But it's not so much of having confidence in Jesus and in the Father and the Holy Ghost, which is we know we got to have confidence, but also you got to have confidence in yourself. Okay. You got to have confidence in yourself. All right. Because God knows that you do have confidence, but you have to know that. And you are aware that you do have confidence. All right? Okay? All right. Let's look at Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. Boy, I love to hear them pages turn, boy. Acts 1 and 8. Just like Brother Montrell says, it's written in red, huh? Okay. It's written in red, so you know who's speaking, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Acts 1 and 8. Look what Jesus said. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. Let's stop right there. Both where?
In Jerusalem.
And you think about Jerusalem being headquarters. All right? So wherever you are or wherever you reside, that's your Jerusalem.
Yes.
All right? Your job, Jerusalem. Where you stay, Jerusalem. Wherever you are in the location you are at that present time, that's your Jerusalem. Okay? Because, see, a lot of times when we think about when we're doing stuff for God, we want to venture out. It's nothing wrong with going out. But when you are going out to do something, is he leading you to go out there? Okay? All right? All right. Jerusalem and Judea and in all of Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of what?
The earth.
In the uttermost parts of the earth. Whether we realize it or not, look what he said, the uttermost parts of the earth.
Yes.
All right. Now, we look over here, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. All right. When you think about equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, whether we realize it or not, we are touching a lot of parts of the world already. That's Mark 16 when Jesus touched. We're touching a lot of people already. So a lot of time, now that's been up there for years.
Yes.
But it seemed like, because it's been up there for years, seemed like, say, why that is of the equipping the body of Christ to evangelize? And we right here in Darrow, the world, touching the world, but look in the internet. Look all on the internet. You got people all around the world, Florida, Los Angeles, Russia, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what God gave apostle years ago, that's being fulfilled right now.
Yes.
But the main thing we got to realize, we've been looking at that for years, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, and it's been up there for years. We can't allow ourselves, now it's time to do it, to kind of like,
yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Get laid back.
Yes,
because it's happening whether we realize it or not.
Yes,
okay? Because we don't want, I'm going to say it. I don't want the people that's out in different places to get a hold of something that really God gave our apostle right here at home.
Yes.
That's almost like you, brother. Somebody, I think it was Brother Montreal said, you gonna allow somebody to come to your house and take over your home? No, you're not. Brother Montreal was teaching them about the thermostat. You ain't gonna let nobody come and take your. So the same thing, just like you're not gonna let nobody come and take over your home. You know what I'm saying? All right. But also too, these people that we're talking about, they are partners, though.
Yeah.
In Luke chapter 5, I'm not going to go there now. I'm not going to go there right now.
Yeah.
All right. Look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3. How to witness with confidence. All right. John chapter 3. We're going to see the master in action. Okay? You know who I'm talking about, huh? Okay, we're going to see this in action. We're going to see Jesus in action. And just like we're going to see Jesus in action, God won't see us in action.
Yeah.
All right? God won't see us in action. Okay? Before I go there, go back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I won't read that out in the Amplified Bible. Boy, they quick, boy. Boy, y'all quick, boy. Golly. Look at Acts. I'm going to read off in the Amplified Bible. But ye shall receive power. Now, I say it too fast, huh? There we go. Okay. But ye shall receive power and ability. That's why I wanted to go there. Ability. So that lets you know we can do this, huh?
Yes, sir.
Look at your neighbor and say, we can do this.
We can do this.
Okay, when you tell, you're not trying to be arrogant or nothing like that. Okay? Because God wouldn't tell you to do something if you couldn't do it. All right? But ye shall receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be witnesses. All right, this is what I want to get to. To tell people about me.
Amen.
So when you're witnessing, you're telling people about Jesus.
Amen.
All right? Okay? We can stop right there. I just want you to see that. What you're doing when you're witnessing, you're telling people about Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? All right. Look at John chapter 3. All right? I'm going to read all the way up to verse 8. I'm going to take my time tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Preach and proclaim, but teach and explain. So there's going to be a lot of explaining tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you can unbutton your seatbelt. You ain't going to, oh, yeah. So, okay. All right. Look at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. All right. The ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by what?
Night.
By night. And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these what? Miracles. So anytime you see somebody get born again, guess what? That's a miracle.
Yes, sir.
That's also supernatural.
Yes, sir.
All right. Jesus really is apostolic.
Yes, sir.
All right. Apostolic. Everything Jesus is saying is always say is apostolic. Okay. All right. So that's why when you're talking about Jesus, that's why a lot of times people can't understand what you're talking about. Look like it, because it got to be revealed. Because why? By revelation. Okay. Because we're going to see right here that where this smart man look like he got a little puzzle. Okay. All right. Rabbi, we know that thou art our teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what?
Born.
Except a man be born again. Really, Jesus said, except a man be born from above. All right? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm going to start right there. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay? All right. Now, all the time when I witness to someone, I don't ask them, are they saved?
Right.
I don't ask them, are you a Christian?
Right.
I don't ask them, do you go to church?
Right.
I ask them just what Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about. Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I ask them, are you born again? Because if they're not born again, they're going to ask the question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
right.
That's how you're going to know whether they're born again or not.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they can be born, they could be going to church, but that don't mean they're born again.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right? The Bible said in Proverbs, write that scripture down, Proverbs 11 and 30, he that winneth soul is wise. So as you're witnessing to him, God will give you some wisdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay? All right. All right. Nicodemus, look at verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, there you go. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? The reason why Nicodemus said the second time, because Jesus said about being born again.
Yeah.
When he mentioned that word again, Nicodemus know it got to be, it's another time now.
Yeah.
But the time, this other time Jesus was saying, he wasn't talking about physical birth. He was talking about spiritual birth.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're going to see it, all right? All right, look at verse, didn't he say, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Question. All right. Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of what? Of what?
Spirit.
Of the Spirit. So really being born again is a spiritual birth.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. This is not physical birth. This is spiritual birth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then he said, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is what?
Spirit.
Is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto who?
Thee.
Ye must be what?
Born again.
Ye must be born again. All right. Now look what he said in verse 8. The wind bloweth. The wind do what?
Blow.
The wind bloweth. Always think about when you think about the wind. See, we might say, boy, yesterday and this morning, boy, that wind sure been cutting up, huh? Huh?
Yes,
yeah, huh? Yeah. See, watch this here. That wind could be blowing hard, and you know, especially if you got a tin roof or whatever, you know, whatever kind of roof you got, it making noise. Yeah. All right? It might try to make you a little scared, huh? Some of y'all talk about, I'm not saying you got to be scared. The Bible says God have not given us the spirit of fear. What I'm just saying is you hearing that wind. Yes. All right? So the same way you can hear that natural wind, think about the spiritual wind. It's not going to scare you. It's just bringing a reverence. Yes. And these people that are not born again, they need to see you packing some wind. You packing some wind, because when you open your mouth and speak the oracles of God, they gonna know you packing some. Yes. All right. Okay. They ought to feel. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. The wind blow it where it listen, and thou hears the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and where they goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Okay. All right, now look at Acts chapter 2. Look at Acts chapter 2. This is where we should be at today. All right, I don't hear no response. Yes, sir. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, sir. All right, I don't hear no response. Yeah, come on. I said that this is where we're supposed to be today. Yes. All right, okay. I'm not trying to get ugly or nothing like that, but okay. I said I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my time. Okay, all right. All right, look at Acts chapter 2. Look at verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord.
Yes, sir.
They were all with what?
One.
One accord, just like that, just like the slack out. When somebody get born again, all of us say what? Glory. Because why? We on one accord.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay? We on one accord.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what?
That wind.
Yeah. As of a rushing mighty wind. Boy, that wind, that is the wind. Oh, yeah. Guess what? The wind, I'm not talking about no physical wind. That wind blowing in Darrow, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today I went to goes to the post office. You know, the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So as I'm witness, as I'm ministering, I'm gonna give some experiences. Okay, what happened? So I go pick up the mail every day. All right, and Darrow just like Jerusalem. Oh yeah, Darrow just like Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So on my way going to the post office, I pick up the mail, and when I turn up on the turn on the side street, here a young man he's standing around about hitting those chairs from the street. Somebody might say, well, I wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't bother me. I'm just passing by.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what you're supposed to do. You they ain't bothering you, but you gotta bother them sometimes. And Let me say this right quick here. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going. I know where I stopped at. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This gonna make you bother, and it ain't bothering you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And guess what? They're gonna be glad you did bother.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Look at verse 2. For he that speaketh,
yes, sir,
in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto who?
Amen.
Speaking not unto men, but unto who?
God.
All right? When we think about, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So every time you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking to God.
Yes.
But a lot of times we speak more to people and men more than we speaking to God. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. That's the reason why. And then when that is happening, what's happening to you, you're not allowing. We're going to look at Jude 1 and 22. Because I have to touch this here because if I don't mention this here, how to witness with confidence, this will build your confidence up. Because it has to have something to do with your confidence. Because why would Jesus say it in Acts 1 and 8? And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So he let you know in order for you to be an effective witness, you're going to need some assistance.
Yes.
You're going to need some help.
Yes.
You ain't going to be able to do this by yourself.
Yes.
You ain't going to be able to do this on your own.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Put that scripture back up in 1 Corinthians 14. Put it back up there, 1 Corinthians chapter. There it is. All right. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh what?
Mystery.
That word mystery talk about divine secrets.
Yes.
All right. So it's a one-on-one conversation going on with you and God. See, a lot of time what it is, people don't like. I don't want to say don't like. They don't realize you are being robbed by not spending time speaking in tongue because you don't know what you're saying. So you got a problem with that. So I'd rather go talk to somebody that I can understand, which is a human being. I can understand them. But when I'm speaking in tongue, I can't understand what I'm saying. You don't need to understand what you're saying. The scripture is telling you when you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking to God.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? If you did understood what you were saying, a lot of times what you do is you'll mess it up. You're going to get in the way. I'm up here right now, tonight, and guess what? The closer I was getting to minister, the less I knew what was going on. Why? Because the Holy Ghost wanted me to rely on him. All right. All right. Look at Jude 1 and 20. Jude 1 and 20. See, that's a trick of the enemy. He wants us to get caught up doing a lot of other stuff. I'm going to say it. FaceTime. Facebook. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Yes.
How much time are we in God's face?
Come
on. All right. Jude 1 and 20. It's not nothing wrong with that. I ain't saying nothing wrong with that. You know, I like to watch sports. But guess what? I like to watch sports. But sometimes I be watching it. And all of a sudden, I get bored. That boredness means get off of that sofa and go out there. See what? I ain't the only one bored. Come on, you. We start yawning. Oh, I need to go take me a nap. No, you need to get up off that sofa. Cause God got an assignment for you. So I cut. You know what I do? I just get up and just. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the most, watch this here. You know the most time it happens on the weekend. Because see, that's where the people out. The people out, they're out now.
Yeah.
See, there's a certain time fishes bite.
Yeah.
A certain time they bite. See? And then I said, he that winneth souls is why?
Yes, sir.
I got certain fishing spots.
Come on.
Well, I know every time I go there, I'm gonna catch up. Because I know where I go, they bite all the time, just about.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they always bite.
Yes.
So I know I know every time. My wife even know now. I said, I'm finna go. She don't even say nothing because she know.
Yeah.
All right. Now watch this here. Now I say that he that winneth souls is wise. All right. Now what I do here, I got a basketball in my car. In the trunk of my car, I keep a basketball in my trunk. Okay. The reason why I keep that basketball in my, somebody might look at, you play basketball? No, that's just a tool for the catch these fishes out there. Cause they love fish love certain baits.
Yeah.
Them kids love basketball.
Yeah.
They love Steph Curry.
Yeah.
They love LeBron James. But what I'm doing is I'm gonna get out there on that court and let them see, you gonna love Jesus too.
Amen.
Cause I'm gonna minister Jesus to you. That's why I'm out here on this court.
Amen.
All right. Now I don't get out there and but I do, you know, they got about 6 goals. I go on the side. I'm just sharing some. Okay. Why? God will give you. Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
I go out there and go. Shoe on the side and everything. And boy, they be out there. You know, some of them, they cussing. We talking about sinners. Some of y'all used to cuss. Some of y'all still might be cursing. Don't come looking at me like that. Come on here. Shoot. Some of you sanctified, you filled with the Holy Ghost. You weren't always sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on here. Don't. Oh, yeah. Come on. I told you. I told you I'm going. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So they be cursing and all that. See, watch this. Oh, I see where you're going, Holy Ghost. That's why sometimes you might see somebody that know you. What the dude out there doing out there and them boys out there cussing and smoking? What are you doing out there with them? That's what the religious did when they religious people did when they seen Jesus around them sinners.
Right.
What you eating with them for?
That's good.
Well, how you gonna catch the fish if you don't go to the pond?
Right.
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yes, sir.
You dealing with some lost people. People that need to be found. At one time you was lost. One time I was lost. Luke chapter 15. Here they start off with 100 sheep. One of them got a loose, one of them was gone. Which is you gonna go behind that one? But notice the scripture say, you go behind that one until you find it. How about the lady with the 10 coins?
Yeah.
You lose one, is you gonna keep looking for that coin until you start at 10, but you gonna keep looking for it?
That's right.
That's
good. See, it's something about that one, because why? They might look around. Look at that. Just look around. But guess what? All of us was that one.
Yeah.
But that one done added up more to what it is now. So God is concerned about that one.
That's
right.
Notice the scripture say that's the reason why when somebody get born again, they go send it in. The scripture said the angels rejoicing. The Bible said God is rejoicing when somebody get born again.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Let me go back to this young man. And I might seem like I'm going all over the place. I might be. And watch this here. Brother Ronald could attest to it, Brother Larry, you know, when you're up here ministering. You know, because why? You have drunk at times. You be driving. Come on, you know when you were. I used to drink. You know when you get behind that steering wheel. You know sometimes you be zigzagging. So when I'm up here, sometimes I'm gonna see him like I'm going zigzagging. All right. Yeah, come go to this young man. So I told him, I hollered at him, I put my window down. I said, "How you doing, young man?" He said, "How you doing?" I said, "Now that's why I went to John chapter 3. I said, "Are you born again?" He come walk to my car. Come walk to the car. I said, "Are you born again?" He said, "What that is?" That's just where I want him. That's just where I want him, right there.
Yes,
I said, "Are you born again?" He said, "What that is?" I said, "Being born again means accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior." I said, "You don't mind if I pray with you so you can get born again and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior?" He said, "Yeah, yes, sir." Name was David, 22 years old. So I prayed with him. I told him, I said, always tell him, see, I remember I told you Darrow is like Jerusalem. So I always point to him. I tell him, I say, "See the church over there, big church?" Now they got other church, but I let them know. I say, "That big," they know about that gate and all that. I say, "That's where I go." I say, "I'm working on the staff. I work over there." So I'm always, see, one thing about it, always point them. You point them to Jesus, but point them where you worship also too. Because they need a church home. Okay? See, watch this here. Let me share this with also too. That's why the Lord had me to quote Proverbs 11:30. "He that winneth souls is wise." Some might say, "Well, I'm kind of a little witchy, you know. I ain't gonna use it, you know, when it comes to witnessing. I want to do it because all of us want to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I want to do it, but I don't know, you know." All right. But what you could do is, if you haven't never witnessed to get nobody born again, or maybe every now and then to build your confidence up, boy, your boy, y'all looking too, boy. Oh, yeah. Let me use the illustration when a kid fishing. Most of the time, when a kid's fishing, the kid most of the time is real excited when they catch a little small fish. Because if they catch something big, they might throw the line in the water because they might get scared of it. So what you could do is witness to somebody, maybe like somebody you know ain't gonna have, that's not gonna give you no resistance. Ain't gonna argue back with you and all that. Come on.
Yeah.
Some of y'all give me my y'all looking at me talking, "Oh, I witness to anybody, so it ain't bothering me." Well, the fish production of what you're catching is showing there's something going on here. Okay? So I'm just saying is what you do, and guess watch this here. And guess what? All the time, guess what? You are being put in position for it to happen.
Yes, sir.
We go to these grocery stores, wherever you go, at school or whatever. They got teenagers. That's why when I go out there go play basketball, them boys ain't saved, because a lot of time what it is, I already know that. So I get out there and Miss Essie, grandson, he was out there playing basketball. I asked him, I said, "Young man, I said, you are born again?" He looked, I knew his face was familiar. So I said, "You born again?" He said, and I told him, I said, "I go to Word of Life." He said, "My grandmother go to Word of Life too." I said, "Who your grandmother is?" "Is Essie." I said, oh, okay, man. Yeah, all right, okay. So I'm saying is you'd be surprised who the Lord could have you to come in contact when you're going out and doing it. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? That same basketball court. I was out there and what I do is after I talk to them and I tell them, what I do is, I ask them, I say, how y'all doing in school? You know, a lot of times they play sports. You know, EA, Santa Mar, they play sports. So I ask them, I say, how y'all doing in school? Oh yeah, I'm doing good and all that. See, I say, you play sports? Oh yeah, man. And I talk to them about sports and all that, talk to them and all that. And I might have a cap on. Also too, fishermen mostly wear a cap. Now I ain't telling you gotta put on no cap, but I'm just telling you, that's why sometimes you always see me with a cap on my head. All right, most fishermen have caps on, they wear a cap. All right, what I'm telling you, that don't mean you gotta do all this. You ain't gotta wear no cap. Come on, okay. Also, too, fish leave a smell. They get on your hand and it don't smell good. When you know what I'm saying? When you wash your hand, it still leave a smell. That's why a lot of times people that do witnessing, sometimes people don't want to come around them. They don't want to come around them. Well, I don't want that smell, old fish smell. See, the Bible said in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That's why a lot of times you have a lot of kids in school and they know that their parents don't want them to do certain things, but they get with kids that they shouldn't be hanging around with, and they start doing stuff because why? They compromise. Amen. And sometimes what we do is, when we get out in public, we compromise. We compromise. See? We act like we shouldn't act. We do what we shouldn't do. That don't mean everything you... See, what it is... See, a lot of time... Let me say this here. You go to the plants, them cars full of... In the parking lot, they're full of cars. The boss don't have to call them and ask them to come to work. Most time, a lot of time, and all that, sometimes they got stuff to do. Sometimes they might be under attack, all kind of things, but they still at work. But when they come to the Lord... And the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a man of some here. We use all kind of excuses. All kind of excuses when it comes to the things of God. Amen. Oh yeah, the Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. That ain't giving you no excuse not to come to church. Come on here. A lot of times, like I said, I don't know what I'm gonna say. Okay, so I'm taking my time. But one thing about it, I'm not going to get out of character who God called me to be to try to please people. Because, Lord have mercy. But guess what? Every person God used, he used them different. Everybody he used, who he called, he used different. So I'm not going to be in the temperament of who God ain't called me to be. Because at the same time, think about this here. When we come up as a kid, most of the time we drank Kool-Aid. Yes. They had strawberry, they had grape, they had orange. All of them had a different flavor, but it was Kool-Aid. Yes. So guess what? When God had called you and have you to minister with the anointing of God, guess what? We all still, you know where I'm going. Yes, sir. We just got different flavors. Yes. Some of you all might not like my flavor. But just because you might not like my flavor, that don't mean that my flavor shouldn't be used for the kingdom of God because you don't like it. Because why? My flavor... I'm over here. My flavor might be in a position to have you to challenge you to do something, and you don't want to do it. Come on. That's what it is. You don't want to do it. Come on. Where I was. You know you done drove and you stop on the side or whatever. Now they got them GPS and you ask somebody where you are. So don't look at me like that. Now where I was, where I am, where what? Huh? Luke what? You see, a lot of times that's just to see if you keeping up. That's all. That's just to see where you at.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But look, Okay, hold it, go. I said a couple of months ago, what the name of the message? I'm talking to you two online. What is the name of the message online? Okay, I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking about the one online. I'm looking at their mouth. And the one that they on the screen, you say it too. So I ain't gonna say nothing because he can't see me. Say it. All right. A couple of months ago, they had a couple of guys. Let me say this here. We as staff, you don't come on these grounds without one of us going to witness to you. The staff, God, yeah. You don't come on these grounds.
That's right.
Somebody gonna get you.
Amen.
You even go to Apostle's house, Apostle gonna get you at his house.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying this as far as the staff, anybody come on these grounds, somebody gonna get them. Gonna witness to him. You know why? Really, that's really easy witnessing. Because they already know, when they pull up on that, they already know this is Word of Life Christian Center. They know they're on church ground.
Yeah.
And they're gonna listen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're gonna listen. So a couple of months ago, they had 8 trucks. Somebody said, 8 trucks? What 8 trucks? Here they pull up and they park right there in the parking lot. What they was doing there, going down in Darrow, cutting them limbs off the wire and stuff like that, cutting them limbs off. So they were using these trucks. Y'all know them trucks.
Yeah.
Using them trucks. So they had 8 trucks, because each one of the guys had their own truck. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, one of them, he wasn't in the work truck, he was in the white truck. You know why? Because he was a supervisor.
Yeah.
All right? So they were sitting down there, and they using Word of Life. No, they using the grass. That's okay. So, you know, they sit there. They sitting there, but they trucks all over there. Yeah. So I'm vacuuming the foyer because I can see them. I'm vacuuming the foyer. So they sitting down there, sitting down on the ground, sitting down in a circle. So I walked there. Before I walked out there, I know one thing. See, I used to minister in the prison. Sometimes that's why it seemed like I could be a little rough sometimes. You go into prison, okay, come on. That's why some of you all, when they had prison ministry, some of y'all ain't won't go because you go, okay. So that's why sometimes I seem a little rough like that, because they try to intimidate you.
Yeah.
Okay? And a lot of times, that's the same way when you're witnessing. People could tell it look like when you're scared, and because that's why I said spend time speaking in tongues, praying, and in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. With that boldness, like in the Acts. Oh, yeah, boldness. These ain't no ignorant and unlearned men. These men been with Jesus.
Yes,
sir. So I'm sitting, so I was vacuuming the foyer, so opened that foyer door out and came out there, and they sit down. And I said, how y'all doing? He stood up. Boy, he stood up there. How you doing? I said, And then, boy, they got in a little circle. And I'm right in the middle of the circle. I said, how y'all doing? They say, I'm doing, how you doing? And they had one of them, big guy, too. He was kind of big. And boy, he's just looking at me. All right? So I said, are y'all born again? See, I'm talking to them like that because, see, because I, this ain't one. See, because somebody might, one of them might go try to clown. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, that's why a lot of times we don't witness because we concerned about what they're going to say. But they don't realize I've been spending time in praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. I know I'm not on my own. I know I got a helper. Likewise, the Spirit also helping our infirmity when we know not what to pray for as we are, but the Spirit itself. So I know I got a help. I know I got some help. So I said, so they say, I say, are you born again? And boy, they're looking at me puzzled. So the supervisor, I guess he's figuring, he up there talking to my men, but yeah, okay, yeah, I'm talking to your men. You ain't across the street. You right here. So I told him, I said, so the supervisor, he got out of his truck. Because the mother and boy, they were just a flowing, just talking all that, boy. He come up there. So I said, I was talking to your men. I said, I asked him, was they born again? So he's trying to turn around. And I told him, I said, I asked you that. I said, I asked you that because I seen what he's trying to do. I said, I asked you, was you born again? I asked your men, are they born again? Then when he seen that, he calmed down. Then, I said, y'all don't mind, man. I said, y'all not born again. I said, y'all don't mind if I pray with y'all, huh? Boy, he stood up. I'm in the middle, in the circle with him. So when I pray with them. I always keep the tracks in my pocket. I had seven of them. It was eight of them. I had seven tracks. I had to come back in the foyer and get another track. All right. So they was out there by the time I was getting ready to leave. So I pulled off. So they started waving at me. All right, okay. So they knew what car I was driving. They go, my brother right there, little brother Bernard. So the next day, I'm up here right where my brother's sitting right here. I'm up there vacuuming again. Now, this the next day. I'm vacuuming right here. So all of a sudden, Brother Bernard called me on the radio. Brother Du, he said, where your location? I said, I'm in the sanctuary. He said, can you come outside? I said, okay, early that morning. So I said, okay, so I came outside. So instead of me going through them doors right there, I walked through the foyer right here, went all the way around. So as I'm walking all the way, walking, two of them that had got born again, there's two of them coming. One of them, remember I told you about the biggest one there? He was looking at me?
Yeah.
Boy, he was looking at me. So they come walking there, and one, the big guy, he got tear coming down his eye. And he said, we finna leave because they from Louisiana, but they're from another, a part of Louisiana, so they work for a company. He said, we finna leave, we finna go back home. But I just want to thank you for praying with us yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right there, Brother Bernard. I just want to tell you, think about this here, Luke chapter 17 with those 10 lepers. It was 10. But only one came back to give thanks.
Yeah.
So it was eight, but two did come back.
Yes.
So when I got in, and then they hugged me. Said, man, there go Brother Bernard sitting right in the parking lot. Now this first time y'all probably hearing me say that because sometime, and I know God used certain experiences that he'll do, but I don't say it. I just came in the sanctuary. And Brother Bernard followed me in the sanctuary. He said, Brother Du, he said, who those guys were? I said, that was the one that had got born again yesterday. But I'm saying this, God will use you to the degree you want him to use you.
Yes.
The Bible says God is no respecter of person. You see what I'm saying? So you think about this here. Right now, I got 10 minutes left. I'm going to be talking in the vein of encouragement. See, a lot of time we think just because we see people doing things, they got there overnight. The same, oh, Lord have mercy, the same thing I see when I be seeing the people that are sowing. Sowing. They don't realize how they're helping me. You see what I'm saying? They don't realize how they're helping God's children. Because everybody, see, if you get mad about it, that's just your problem. That's just you. But everybody don't feel out of the way. The same way as I'm teaching on evangelism, if you don't like it, it's just you. You understand what I'm saying? That's just you. But you don't realize, and I know that those people that as they sow, I know that they ain't start sowing where they are now. And they don't know how much is inspiring me for me to add it up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So just like I can say that how much they inspire me to add it up, I can inspire some of you all to add it up.
Yes.
Because all of us at times, we don't have it going on in certain areas in our life. The Bible say iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay? So just somebody could be doing something in a way that, boy, you know, you say, oh, boy, I just, man. But guess what? They ain't start where they are. They ain't start there.
That's right.
I didn't start witnessing like this overnight. This Bible right here. This Bible right here was given to me by the school that I left prior to coming here, Glasgow Middle. They gave me this Bible. The reason why they gave me the Bible is because I was living the Bible on campus. One school that I worked at, the principal got born again in the office.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You say, well, you say, see, that's why Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God. And this about me, you know, I know Apostle say after he got born again, how he, you know, just kept his head in the Bible. Just like he just kept his head in the Bible and just reading and all that. I just keep myself in witnessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Had a man by the name of Anthony Johnson that we worked in at Clayman Elementary. He took me under his wings. Me and him would sit up in the morning on our break. We'll listen to R.W. Schambach, Brother Hagin, George Meyer.
Yes. Yeah.
When I first came to the school, I wasn't even born again. But he never forced Jesus on me. Just like I'm not forcing witnessing on none of y'all.
Right.
So I was so much under conviction. When I came home, I told my wife, I said, Linda, I need to get born again. I prayed the sinner's prayer myself.
Wow.
Listening to that R.W. Schambach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
So he took me under his wing. We used to at the school, we get people born again. Just getting them born again. Just getting them. Oh yeah, maintenance men come there, getting them born again. That fire, I never allowed that fire. Let me tell you one thing. Some of you all, you had the fire. Don't let the fire will kill the bat.
Amen.
It'll kill the bat. And once you let the kindle, let the fire start kindling, you'll never let it go out again.
Right. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Sometimes when you be talking, sometimes people think you're bragging. No, you're not bragging. The same thing when it comes to some of the people that when they be sowing, you be thinking to myself, oh, they ain't doing it just because now. You know why? Because they receiving.
Yes, sir.
They receiving. That's why they doing it.
Amen.
right. Yes, sir.
All the dude, he's just sitting there. He just wants his name to be called. I care less if my name be called. The Bible says what you do in secret, God will reward you open.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That Slack app is a team.
Yes, sir.
It's more bigger than a dream team. I'm talking about basketball dream team. It's a supernatural team.
Yes, sir.
And it's on the leadership of Apostle Thompson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Couple of weeks, I said about a couple of months ago, I was back at the post office, and I was getting the mail, and getting it out, getting it out the mailbox, and had a guy, and he said, "How you doing?" I said, "How you doing, man?" He said, "I'm a member of y'all church." Right there in Dallas. It's things happening in Dallas. Don't you think? Don't you think ain't nothing happening around? Oh, yeah. He said, "I'm a member of y'all church." But the way he said it, he sounded a little salty with me. The reason why he sounded salty to me, because about 2 years ago, I invited the man to come to church. Now the man joined the church, sitting right back there on the back row. I passed by him, don't even say nothing to him. So he wanted to say, "What's wrong? This man invited me to come to church. I done joined the church. Now he don't want to say nothing to me when he get to church. I'm in church. What's wrong?" I didn't know the man was even in here. Man said, "I've been coming for 2 years." So just because you think, why are we looking out at the thing which you seen? But at the thing which are not seen. Stop looking at what you see, because guess what? In the spirit realm, if things are happening.
Yes, sir.
It's some shaking going on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, things are happening in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
All around the world, things are happening in these people's lives, and they could tell you. That's why they be so excited when they come to camp meeting and all these meetings. That's why they're so excited. Because why? It's things happening. The excitement that they have, we have to stay stirred up and excited.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you're doing something, it's always going to be a remnant.
Amen.
It's always going to be a remnant.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to sowing, it's always going to be a remnant. When it comes to witnessing, it's going to be a remnant. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Why the labor? See, just because the labors are few, that don't mean it got to be a few people from Word of Life Christian Center. No, that few could be because why? Other churches might not be doing it. But I ain't a part of no few. You make up your mind and say, "I'm not a part of no few." Why? It's not because Apostle telling me to do this. It's not because the dude talking about minister. No, the Lord Jesus Christ told you to do it. It's written in red.
Yes. Yes.
So when you say you're not going to do it, you say, "I'm not fussing at y'all. Come on, I'm not fussing, boy. Come on here. I'm not fussing. I'm not fussing." My time winding down. I'm not fussing at you. I love y'all.
Amen, amen.
I love the environment in here.
Yes, sir.
I love Apostle. Our Apostle. I say our Apostle.
Yes,
I love this ministry.
Yes,
I love my wife.
Yes,
can't leave her out. Now, just because I say I love her, that don't mean that we don't sometimes butt heads. Y'all love to hear that, I'm married, huh? Because, see, a lot of times we're thinking, just because I say I love you, it always going to be always lovable. Because I ain't always lovable sometimes. And I'm finna quit right now. Father, we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.